I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
From ESPN, ESPN.com, Dan Graziano. Dan, good morning.
9 weeks goes fast, man. This is I used to cover baseball, and that season took forever. But the NFL season, man, it zips by.
Yeah, by the time the NBA Finals come around, they'll be at training camp again, the National Football League. But that's another
thing. Bring me down.
All right, Ravens, very impressive in their win, Dan, on Sunday night against the New England Patriots. Where does this, through eight games, of course, where does this place them in the power brokers of the AFC? Forget about the NFC, the AFC right now. Can they make a claim that right now on November 5th, they're the team to beat?
Well, yeah. I mean, you beat that team as decisively as you did. You can make that claim. I think most people would probably still say it's Patriots, it's Chiefs once Mahomes is back, and then, you know, Baltimore and Houston and Indianapolis, whoever comes out of that division, kind of right there. Buffalo's doing great things up there, but I don't know. Well, let's see them finish it off, right? And obviously the best they're going to be able to do is a wild card most likely. But, yeah, I mean, Baltimore is in great shape. I mean, two-game lead in the division. Everybody behind them looks like a mess, although the Steelers, I guess, playing a little better. But, and then bank that win over the Patriots. Think about that. Like, think about if, like, the Chiefs go on a tear and they're the one seed and Baltimore and the Patriots end up both, whatever, 12-4. You get a bye because of that game on Sunday. So it's huge.
Now, Dan, you said, you know, there's some teams that are in complete chaos. You know, I mean, Jets yeah. come to my mind, you know, I mean, because it's so screwed up and you're up that way anyhow. And, you know, just talk about how screwed up that place. I mean, the Browns are totally screwed up. The Jets are screwed up. You know, yes. Miami, at least they've got a plan, you know, and they play hard.
Yeah, I mean, we watched the Giants last night. They're a bad team, but at least, you know, I mean, they believe they have their quarterback. They can build around him. So you can sort of see the way forward some of these places. What happens with the Jets, you know, you just wonder, like, is Adam Gase the right man for Sam Darnold? And if the answer turns out to be no, then they got a problem because they'll have set him back a year. And then in Cleveland, obviously, a big part of the problem was the expectations, and they're falling way short of them. And so that compounds everything. Everything about Baker Mayfield's development, everything about putting that team together, is compounded by the losing and the failure to deliver on the hype. So, yeah, there's some this time of year, this, you know it well. I mean, like, this is when you start to really know, right? I mean, look, were we buying the Ravens? Maybe, maybe not. But now we are.
Right.
No matter what you thought before Sunday. You know, and did you think the Browns could get back into it? Maybe, maybe not. But now you feel like they can't. So this is a time we should find out who these teams really are.
Now, Dan, let's, you know, when you look at New England, like offensively, do they have the weapons offensively to get to the Super Bowl? You know, to come out of the AFC. That's the only thing that concerns me is you know, that offensively they're not. You know, they have White and they have Edelman.
Yep. And Mohamed Sanu, they just got. Yeah. So that he looks like a big part of what they want to do. I mean, the answer to your question is no, they don't have the weapons to get the Super Bowl. But that's never really the question with New England, right? The question with New England is what solution do they find? And they always find one. So I think that they're a fascinating watch right now because they're heading into the tougher part of their schedule. We are going to see like what we saw on Sunday night when they just didn't have the capability to get back in that game. Even when the Ravens were trying to hand it to them, right? Fumbling punts and all this kind of stuff, they just didn't have it. And there's not a big downfield threat, and there's not a real tight end, and the offensive line is banged up. And, you know, two fullbacks they've put on injured reserve, that sounds silly, but that's a big part of how they design their run game, and they're down those guys. If they've got to figure it out. Nobody's better than Belichick at figuring it out midstream. And making the adjustments. I'm fascinated to see what he comes up with. I think everyone expects them to be there in the end. But no, personnel-wise, you cannot look at them and look at Kansas City's roster, you know, and look at the New Orleans and think about these are similar in terms of the talent level on the offense. Defense may be another story, but on offense, no, they're short, and I think they know it.
Dan Graziano, ESPN, ESPN.com, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Chargers were a team that a lot of people, Dan, thought were going to be candidates, or contenders at least, to get to the Super Bowl. It has not gone well for them. They've had some injuries. Melvin Gordon got bad advice, I guess, by holding out for as long as he did. They are 4-5, however. Is there life left in the Chargers? Because I guess James will be coming back at some point. Is this a team capable of reminding everybody how good they were supposed to be?
Yeah, that would be huge. And look, they just got Russell Okung back, their left tackle, who missed a month or so. So that's a big gain. They lost their center. You know, they've had injury issues, as they seemingly always do. And you mentioned Derwin James, their star safety. If he can come back, if they can hang in it into mid-December and he can come back, that would be massive. But, you know, big ifs. And they dug themselves a hole, again, as they often do. And their saving grace is that the Chiefs haven't run away with it. That was a huge win for Kansas City against Minnesota. Because those teams, Oakland and the Chargers, are right behind them. But you can't rule them out. They play hard for Anthony Lynn. They've got some great players. The quarterback's legit, so we'll see. But they're going to need as almost always is the case with the Chargers. They have squandered their margin for error, and they pretty much need to win the rest of their games if they want to do what they want to do.
Dan, you know what's interesting? I mean, when you look at the Ravens' schedule after the Bengals, forget that one. But, I mean, they've got Houston, Rams, 49ers, Bills. So we're going to get, a big indication of where the Ravens are after that. Not only, how do they come through that health-wise? That's going to be key. With Lamar, because if Lamar goes down in any of these games and he's going to be out for a significant amount of time, the Ravens are in trouble.
Right, because that's the edge. So you listed good teams and good defenses in the upcoming schedule. There's no defense playing better than New England, and he took them apart. How does he do it? Well, 2 weeks to prepare, obviously, with a great coaching staff, and that's part of it. But there's nobody on the New England roster who can play Lamar Jackson on the scout team, right? There's nobody on anybody's roster who can play. I mean, unless you're going to, if the Chiefs want to put Tyreek Hill back there to try and simulate it, because no one has the speed. So what are you going to do? Okay, we can spy him. Oh, spy him, fine, but he's a lot faster than your spy. And there's really, it's not that no one's had an answer for him. Obviously, the Chargers figured something out in the playoff game last year, but it's tough. And when you're seeing him for the first time and he has time to prepare and he's playing with this level of confidence that he has, he's the mismatch that gives them the advantage against any of these teams. Not that they're going to win them all, but he's what makes him special. So you're right. If he were to get hurt, then they would lose that. No offense to Robert Griffin, who's put together a nice sort of second act of his career as a backup, but I think there would be a drop-off.
Hey, sure. Dan, tell me if you agree with this, because I told Bob this morning that I think with Lamar, he does more for his team than anybody. And what I'm saying is he takes an offensive line that last year, same group, was awful with Joe Flacco. They were 4-5. Harbs was ready to get fired. They couldn't protect him. The line was horrible. All of a sudden now with Lamar, the line, they're pretty decent. And you talk about a defense that was struggling, and now the defense is playing better. And I think Lamar makes everybody better. And the reason he makes the defense better, because they have the ball for 40 minutes every game because he's converting on third down. So I think Lamar is probably more important to his team than anybody else is to their team because he does so much, makes everybody better.
Yeah, and I think, the case can be made. We were debating this on – sorry, I'm driving. I'm getting directions for – apparently there's a lane closure in case your listeners need to know that. We had this MVP debate on Get Up this morning, and he's in it. I mean, this is for real. He's a real candidate for the reasons you state. I think it's a good race. I think there's a case to be made, and I took the side of Russell Wilson, who you can say a lot of the same things about in terms of his importance to his team and the role he plays. But, no, the way Lamar Jackson has played and what he does is unique in terms of the way he elevates that team. Yeah, there's no question he's in the mix, and if he continues to play like this and they continue to win, he'll be a factor in that race before it's all over.
Dan Graziano, ESPN, ESPN.com. What's next time we're going to see you on the tube there, Dan?
Sunday I'll be in Nashville for Chiefs-Titans. I'll be on Sunday NFL Countdown, but I got no more TV this week. Get to put my feet up at home a little bit.
There you go, man. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for your time, Dan.
Thank you, guys.
Yep.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.